Hello and greetings to you. You are listening to the Distract and Disable program number 26. 13 times 2, a special number multiplied for you. Today's fantastical episode of the Distract and Disable program is brought to you by advertisers whom you will discover while practicing astral projection. So, not only will you hear things related to astral projection here in this episode of the Distract and Disable program, but you will also hear some more Glubanta work. This stuff today is called the Experimental Sonic Wave Circuit Therapy and Long Grain Modulations. At least that's what the tape says. So without further ado, I give you Distract and Disable program number 26. I am your host, Johnny Farrow. Thank you.
Oh, our lions to be tamed. Magazines filling your head with war. Nobody is to be blamed. And from your mind, and there's your home. But don't you ever wonder, could you travel in the dark alone? You can sail by yourself, but you're never on your own. You will search for the light. To your door, and there's your home. But don't you ever wonder, could you travel in the dark alone?
Webcasts, because they really are very much like my lectures, you know, and I've heard so many people say that they miss seeing me. Well, this is a good way to see me, and it's also a good way for me to keep in touch with you, because you know how much that I do love you and want to be with you. Today we're going to talk about astral projection, and that's been around a long, long time. In fact, Ekankar built their whole philosophy and belief system on soul travel, but we call ours astral projection. Let me give you a little bit of history of this. Years ago, people used to go out of their body, and they would be called literally insane. And some of them were actually put into an asylum. Then there was a famous doctor that came along by the name of Dr. Sylvain Muldoon, and he took Eileen Garrett, who was a very famous psychic at the turn of the century, and he said, I'm going to prove to all of you that this can be done. He went to a place, and he went upstairs to an apartment building, and he put out a book, opened it to a page, turned on the fireplace, put an apple, cut it in half, and then went away. He came back to Eileen Garrett and he put her in trance and he directed her. He said, now in trance, because she was a deep trance medium like I am, he said, I want you to go to, let's say, 4212 Elm Street. And I want you to go to the second floor to this apartment room, 203, let's say. And so they put Eileen Garrett under trance, and a while went by and a while went by, and she came back. They brought her back in, and they said, all right, now what did you do? What did you see? She said, well, it took me a while to find the place, but I found the place. And she said, and they said, what did you see? Not only did she tell him the page that he had opened, but she even sort of paraphrased the first paragraph on that page. She said, I saw a fireplace that was going, and she said, I saw an apple that was cut in two. Well, from that, Sylvester Muldoon started to tell everyone that there was such a... Same way with spirit guides, they'd try it for one night or two nights and say it didn't work. You didn't learn to tie your shoes in one try either. Most of us didn't learn to tell time in one time. But we expected immediately. No, no. And like I said, Ekinkar has built their whole philosophy on that, except they like to go to the different levels, which you can go to too. There's different levels, and the levels are the level of animal husbandry. There's a level of gardening, there's the level of the teachers, there's the level of the orientators, and they're all together. Don't get me wrong, you don't go by stepstones, no. But you certainly can go and see people that are famous. You can talk to people that are famous. I had one woman that said she absolutely knew she talked to Abraham Lincoln. And, you know, everybody thought she was crazy. I didn't, because I knew she was a tremendous astral projectionist. And they're all over there. I'm writing a book now about celebrities and what they're doing on the other side. This is a way for you to validate it. That you can also go over and validate that souls do make the trip in life. So the next time you see or feel a ghost, just say, are you from this side or the other side? If you're from the other side and you haven't made it, go home to God. If you're from this side, go back into your own body. I've loved being with you today, and hopefully you will tell your friends. If you get an excerpt of this, and you can join the inner circle too, to get more of this and all the benefits that you can get from being in the inner circle. God love you. I do.
Hope you enjoyed my other video of my first astral projection experience. But tonight, I'm going to talk to you now about my second astral projection experience, because this one was very great and very awesome, and that I knew what to do this time, and I got to meet an extraterrestrial alien in the dimensional world. And yeah, it's pretty cool. So let me get down to the ticks and the tacks, whatever. Well, anyways, I had my second astral projection, and yeah, I got out of my body, and yeah, I did all this stuff that you gotta do, you know, like, but it was spontaneous though, you know, but I experienced the same stuff I experienced on my first time, and well, this time I wasn't in no church, but this time I ended up on a planet. Yeah, it was another planet. I knew it was another planet because when I was there, I got this, you know, I could tell this feeling, this, you know, I knew it, this, yeah, I'm not, this isn't Earth, because when I got there, I remember looking, it was very beautiful, there was trees everywhere, the air smelled so good, I guess, kind of like what you would say if you're, like, in a pastor-looking area, yeah, because there was no cars, no buildings, nothing, it was just land, you know, and I remember looking at, there was, like a river, a stream, and the water was so blue, it was very blue, like blue, not clear, it was just blue, it was like so beautiful, and yeah, I was just exploring, you know, and then I got to this part where it was just like brown dirt, it was nice, so it was just, the dirt was light brown, a lightish brown color, and yeah, I just went to go and look around, just looking at the sky too, it was blue as well. But, like, what I noticed about the sky, though, is I could still see the stars, you know, in that blue sky. So, it was very awesome, you know. It, like, you could see the stars and, you know, I don't know. It was very awesome. Couldn't see the moon, though. But anyways, then whenever I was walking, like, I saw this tree, and I walked towards this tree. I wanted to go and, like, just look at it, maybe sit under it and just, you know, look around. And it was cool, though, because at this point, I was on my way walking over there. I remember seeing, like, a spacecraft, a weird-looking spacecraft. It was very advanced, not like our space shuttle. Like, I'm not saying our space shuttle is not good, you know. I mean, I'm saying this thing looked like, you know, those spacecrafts that you see, like in Stargate Atlantis. It looked something like that, but it was a, it wasn't a big mothership, you know. No, it was a medium-sized, like, kind of like the size of the shuttle, you know. But, you know, it was very, very advanced looking. It looked like Stargate Atlantis, you know, like those kind of ships. And anyways, I remember seeing it, and it was just going slow, though. It wasn't going, like, fast. It was just gliding slow, like, you know, slow, like that. And what I noticed at the end of this spacecraft, there was fire on it. It had fire on it, and it was smoking, and just kept going like that. And I noticed, and I was just like, what? So I just kept looking at it, you know, just looking. Then I noticed that it, like went down a hill. There's like a hill where it went, where it was going, and behind that hill, I guess it, I was guessing it wrecked, because I just remember hearing a big loud boom, and then I saw like dirt just fly in the air. It was really crazy, pretty intense. And what I wanted to do is I was gonna go investigate this, you know. I was gonna keep my distance first and just like check it out, you know. So that's what I did. I ran over there and I hid behind a tree. And I remember I was like maybe like 40 yards away from that spacecraft, 40 or 50 yards away. I remember just looking at it, and it was just there in the ground, like it was deep into the ground. I was gonna say the earth, but that wasn't earth. I know it wasn't. And it was just deep in there. And I was just, I'm just gonna wait, you know. I don't wanna risk, like, something bad happening to me. Even though it did happen. So I just kept looking, and all of a sudden, I see, like, a small gray alien. I swear, it was a gray alien. It was, like, 4 feet tall. It was pretty small. And I remember it was just, like, it was, like, I guess it was hurt, because it was, like, breathing very hard, and it was, like, facing down. It was, like, facing down on its, it was, like, facing down on the ground, and it was just, like, crouching, I guess, where it was hurt. And, it was very crazy. And, it was just there for like maybe like 10 minutes, I guess. And I was trying to wonder, should I go and like talk to it or not? And I said, no, I better just play it safe. And so I did. Then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened, but this alien just like moved its head straight towards me like that. I don't know, like that, you know? And it just looked at me, dude. And I knew, you know, I'm busted. Might as well go over there and help, you know. Don't act like I'm a freaking spy or something. I was pretty scared, though. But I knew, like, since I'm in my astral body, you know, I'm okay, you know. I can always think of my real body, my physical body, and come back. So I went, you know. And when I went there, I tried to talk to him. I said, hi, I was like, is everything okay? And he didn't, like, talk to me. He just looked at me. And, like, I don't know, I got this feeling of, like, he was mad at me. Like, he was inferior to me, and, you know, he just wanted to kill me or something. And, so I tried to shake its hand, so I offered, like, to shake his hand, and I put my hand right there. All of a sudden, he just went, like, lightning speed, got my hand, and threw me down into the ground, dude. But luckily, I couldn't feel, like, any pain or anything, I guess, since I was in my astral body. And I remember getting up, and I was, like, trying to run away from it. And no matter if I tried to, like, escape it, it would somehow have me in, like, a headlock or something, like, and, like, beating the crap out of me. And so, you know what, I got so mad, I tried to defend myself, and, you know, it wasn't working. This alien was, like, very, very good at, like, fighting. He was very, very good, you know, and I remember he just kept punching me, and oh my god, you know, I couldn't do anything. I tried to throw punches at him, tried to just grab him by the neck, and no, he would do something that would counterattack me, my moves, and I would be on the ground all the time. So I got so mad, like so mad, I'm gonna be honest, I got so mad, oh my god, I just got really so mad, that I don't know, all of a sudden I was like in a third person view, looking at myself, and flames just shot out of my head. Yeah, they just, you know, like whenever someone shoots their gun, and like that, you see that flame that comes out of it sometimes, well, that's how it looked when that flame came out of my head. And I don't know what I did, I just beat the crap out of him. I did some Steven Seagal on that sucker. But yeah, I totally destroyed that alien. And I don't think I killed him, I think I just like knocked him out, and he was just there on the ground. And I wanted to go inside of that spacecraft and check it out, but you know, I didn't want to risk it anymore. I said, no, I gotta get out of here. But I remember like taking a little look like that, and the technology in there was so highly advanced. Like, I don't know, it was very weird. I remember seeing like some kind of like the walls, like circuits, like of electricity around it. It was just so weird. A green colored like force in there. It was, nah, so I didn't risk it. And all of a sudden I just ran away from that crash site. I just ran, like tried to get a safe distance so that way I could like try and come back to my body. And yeah, I thought about my physical body again, and I was back in my body. But it was a weird experience. But yeah, that's what happened. Thank you. Feel free to comment on my video or ask me questions, you know. On my next video, my next video is going to consist of a method that I've found out about that has helped me do astral projections whenever I want to, and not spontaneously. Something I discovered, you know. So don't forget to tune into that video. Okay. Nice talking to you. See you later.
Okay. That does it for this go round of the Distract and Disable program. And by go round, I mean go round out of your body and back in. As always, you can catch up on all the latest Distract and Disable programs by visiting the WGXC archive on the internet. You don't need to astral project to get there. Though you could. And for all things Distract and Disable, visit www.distractanddisable.blogspot.com. There's lots of things to click on there that will possibly take you to the astral plane. But really, what doesn't? That is, if you have the right attitude. So, I hope you enjoyed this week's, or rather this month's, Distract and Disable program. As always, I am your host, Johnny Farrow. Until next time, I'll see you on the astral plane.